this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk about a boogie woogie, and I'm going to play one.
I'm Steve Vinson.
I'm Paul Schultz.
And this is the Don't Panic Radio Show. Sit back, relax, and ignore the news. Nothing you're about to hear is true.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Thanks for waiting 2 weeks, and we plan on making it worth your wait.
That's the plan.
We're going to make it worth your weight in gold.
Podcast gold.
That and 25 bitcoins will buy you a mansion off the coast of Puerto Rico. I believe that we don't really have anything prepared, but I do think that we have stories we could tell, and we'll just make this a jibber-jabber episode. And if you don't like that, well, join the 18 other people who stopped listening in the last few weeks.
Change the channel, Marge.
I was talking to a guy today at work about, we were talking about spring break.
Yeah.
You know, he was making small talk. Clearly, He and I kind of connect on a certain level, but on another level, we're like, yeah, but we still work together. So,
yeah.
So he's like, so going anywhere for spring break? It's like, no. You? Well, no. Our spring break was in March, and we took a trip to Arizona. It's like, oh, okay. So how old are your kids? Which I ask that question like a million times a day, right? How old are your kids?
That's one of our go-tos as parents. So how old are your kids again? I remember when my kids were that age. That's another one. That's a fun age.
That's a fun age. Well, you also get the, oh, you're just entering the teenage years.
Just wait.
So he says his kids are 19, 15, and 11. I asked him, I said, is your 19-year-old still going vacations with you? He's like, for now. He's like, I told her after the last trip to Florida, I said, you act like that one more time, and we're kicking you off of the family vacation situation. I was like, I could probably describe to you how she acted, but why don't you just go ahead and tell me?
Pixar, it didn't happen.
He's like, she's just, you know, grumpy, mad about everything. Everything's boring. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want to be here. I was like, super shocked at her behavior. I don't know any teenagers that act like that.
Well, you know, that's the thing about that is, in the animal kingdom, predators teach their young how to kill, and then they kick them out of the den. The birds, when you look about good enough to fly, thunk, out of the nest you go. Humans don't have that, but what we have is that annoying teenage thing that makes it easy to kick them out of the nest.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the wild here, and we're just approaching a family of humans, and we see that there's a teenager in the nest. Amazingly, she's 17 years old, and they haven't kicked her out yet. Let's listen in. That is the noise they make when their hormones start to kick in. Here's what I don't get. All right, one thing that we know for sure. In, let's just say, 15,000 years, humans have not really changed. Evolution hasn't had enough time to change anything, right?
A longer lifespan, but that's about it.
Well, that's not really evolution, though. That's nutrition and hygiene and medical science.
Okay, point taken.
Well, and to just illustrate the point a little more, if the nuclear holocaust or the zombie apocalypse happened tomorrow, and the global population went down to, you know, 75 million, and all medical science and nutrition, like, suddenly we're back to hunter-gatherers, right?
mm-hmm.
overnight, and I'm not even talking about radiation poisoning, but overnight, life expectancy would go down to 53, right? Because with nutrition and disease, and suddenly the vaxxers would get their way and nobody would have access to vaccines.
I was just going to say, it'd be interesting to see how long they make it.
Okay, so the people who got the vaccine, like before the shit hit the fan, wouldn't get smallpox, but within a generation, smallpox would be like, woohoo, party, mm-hmm. we're back, baby. And nutrition, obviously, would go to hell because all the farm animals, it would take maybe a generation, but maybe not overnight. So maybe a generation. Life expectancy would go back down to 50 for another 300 to 500 years until human civilization made a comeback, right? So evolution has had, I know you get it. And I know your teenager within was about to say, I know, I get it. But I'm just trying to hammer the point home.
Because that always works well with me.
And teenagers.
Yes.
All right. So humans haven't changed, evolutionarily speaking.
Right.
The only thing that's changed really is culture, technology, society has kind of evolved and all that stuff. But back in the day, is what I'm trying to say, teenagers were kicked out of the nest much sooner than they are now.
Oh, God, right? Yes.
Like, old enough to bleed, old enough to breed is not just a modern saying.
I think it's in the Bible.
In fact, there are still cultures. I was just reading about the Brunei, which is, you know, you always hear the Sultan of Brunei, one of the richest people in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they just started enforcing, like, these new laws about, like that make you think of the Middle Ages, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things the article pointed out was they consider you to be an adult once you have gone through puberty. And it sounds weird, but as recently as 500 or 600 years ago, that was the norm.
That's why everything was so fucked up back then.
Well, you read about ancient times, you read about even as recently as maybe 400 or 500 years ago, you hit puberty, you're an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Were they as whiny and teenagery and morose and just like generally a pain in the ass as they are now?
I'm going to say yes.
Artemis, Josephia took a crap in my bed, and now there's plague all over my wallpaper. Go to your room, wife. You get my point, though.
Yeah.
The hormonal petri dish that is teenagerhood has not changed biologically.
Right.
Yet, somehow, back in the day, we went ahead and treated them as adults, right?
Yes.
I guess it's in my head. I'm not expressing it well. I guess my point is, how did we recognize 14, 15-year-olds as full functioning members of society?
Oh, it's because our homes were the size of my living room. And it was like, get the fuck out. Because they only had like one room and like maybe a bedroom, and you had to shit outside. So I'm thinking it was just a matter of space. Mom and Dad, who were like, they were like 25, so they wanted their own, you know, it was time for them to start settling down, and they didn't want kids running around.
So we solved the problem with square footage.
Yes, exactly.
I like that idea. All right, well, that's settled.
This bores me. Is anyone up for a game of basketball?
Speaking of teenagers, we did go see a movie recently at the actual theater.
Mm.
Against my protests, and my protests were not for the reason that you may think, but or maybe you'll get this. I'm not sure. Let's see if you get this. So we as a family go see movies at the theater about twice a year.
Mm.
It's expensive.
It is.
By the time you get out of there, you have spent like $120 for a family of four.
It's ridiculous.
The other day I was like, I don't care. I'm going to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
We saw that movie 5 feet apart.
I don't know what that is.
Of course you don't. I'd be shocked if you did. Actually, I guess I wouldn't be. You still have a teenager who sometimes is around you?
I have a couple that are around me, but one of them happens to be a girl. So I'm guessing it's a girl movie.
It's a girl movie in a lot of ways.
Okay.
Okay, so maybe if I describe it to you, you'll get it. First of all, it has the actor Cole Sprouse.
Wait, Cole Sprouse.
Jughead.
From?
Riverdale.
I don't know what that is. No, I know what it is. I'm just fucking with you.
So it's funny, though, because we went through a round of not knowing what stuff was because, you know, it wasn't in our childhood. Now we're going through a round of stuff that we don't know what is because our kids are too old.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So this Cole Sprouse, he was also one of the, he was apparently in The Secret Life of, no, not Secret Life.
Sweet Life.
Sweet Life of Jake and Josh or Jack and Cody or I don't know.
Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Do you know the show I'm talking about?
Yes. I endured The Sweet Life and The Sweet Life on Deck. So, yes, I know all about
those. So, what is it? Sweet Life or what?
Zach and Cody.
So, he was one of those actors in that. And then he's now in Riverdale playing Jughead, Archie's friend.
Yes.
So, Cole Sprouse, apparently current teenage heartthrob. Turns out he's 26. But anyway, so my 14-year-old daughter is all about this kid who's 26. And so he's in it as a 17-year-old with cystic fibrosis. He's the co-star to, I forget the girl's name, the actress's name, but she is awesome. She's a great actress. She also has cystic fibrosis, and she's on the list for a lung transplant, okay? But if you get this certain type of bacterial infection, you cannot be on the list anymore for the lung transplant, right? And this other kid, Cole Sprouse, actually has it. He has the bacterial infection. So the rule is, apparently, if you sneeze or cough or whatever, the bacterial infection... Could everyone please silence their... cell phones?
Yeah.
Don't ruin the movie. Silence your cell phone.
Mom slays me. I'll be at their house, and I'll have my tablet like laying nearby, and she'll be like, "Now, I'm not saying right now, but at some point, when you're on the internet, you can get on the internet, right?" Yeah. Okay. At this point, I've already hit the shortcut to Amazon. Because I know what's coming. Would you look for, and she, as she's rattling off the book, I'm like banging it out. And then could you, okay, all right, here, I ordered you a copy of it. It'll be here tomorrow. It just blows their mind. But it's just like, for years now, I've been doing this for them, and they still haven't quite figured out. It only takes like a day to get what you want.
The next time you go to the internet... Would you be able to go to the internet bookstore and ask them if they have a copy of a book that I would like to purchase? And if they don't have it in stock, maybe they could order it.
Yes, so you've been to my house.
I do kind of miss those days where you go to the store and they're like, "Oh, no, we don't have that. We could order it."
And they give you that, like, we can order it? Because they don't really want to sit there and fill out that little receipt thing.
Yeah, they really don't want to order it.
No.
It can't be as simple as just the next time the guy comes in to deliver the books, You just go, hey, can you get me a copy of this?
Yeah, no.
Can't be that easy.
I mean, I remember waiting 3-4 weeks for a book. I can pretty much get whatever I want tomorrow. It's like, how is that a bad thing?
Did that copy of the Silmarillion come in yet? Nah, man, it didn't come in yet. Okay. Do you know when it's going to be in? Nah, man, I don't know when it's going to be in. Did you order it? Yeah, I ordered it. Okay. Did they tell you how long it would be before it would come in? No, man, they didn't tell me. Okay. All right, well, I guess I'll just come back then, I guess. Yeah, man, just come back. Okay.
Yes, kids, that's exactly how it was.
Although, I used to get pretty excited when they would order something. I'm like, ooh, they're ordering something. Just for me.
Yeah. I mean, like going through like the big book of stuff. Yeah. And how in the fuck is that even remotely accurate to what's in the warehouse? Because that book gets printed maybe every 5 years.
Kids these days.
God bless them.
All right. Anyway, so it's this movie about these two kids with cystic fibrosis. Mm-hmm. And they, like, apparently if you sneeze or cough, the bacteria can travel up to 6 feet. I don't know how that's any kind of science. I don't know. Somebody was like, I'm just imagining like Mythbusters. Like, okay, now cough. And then we have this mat that will detect how far your cough went, you know, whatever. Anyway, yeah. They say it's 6 feet. These kids decide they're in love based on instant messaging or, you know, FaceGram or whatever. They decide they're in love. They're in the same hospital at the same time.
It's a twit.
So they get this pool cue, which is about 5 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes through this whole speech of how cystic fibrosis has stolen some things from her, taken her childhood or something. I don't know what. But she's like, I'm taking a foot back from cystic fibrosis. I'm like, so I'm going to get within 5 feet of this guy I love. I'm like, there are two things you probably don't quite understand. One is, 5 feet away, you still can't do the things you want to do with this dude, right? Whether it's 6 or 5, doesn't really matter. Second, cystic fibrosis is not really a person. Like, so it didn't really, it's not like this thing that took something from you and you're going to take it back and it's going to go, oh man, you found a loophole. Third, the cough and the sneeze isn't magically now only going to go 5 feet instead of 6 feet, even though that 6 feet is probably a magical number and just totally arbitrary. Anyway, so the movie's 5 feet apart. Turns out to be a pretty good movie. I think the metaphor is, I don't know, love overcomes all. I don't know, something like that. Anyway, I think it would have been a good movie also. All right, before I get into that, what movie do you think I said that we should go see instead of this one when we said we're going to go to the movies? What should we go see? And this was the one we chose. What do you think my choice was?
The Man Who Killed Hitler and then the Bigfoot.
Nope. Captain Marvel.
Oh, you still haven't seen that yet? Man, it's made like a billion.
I told you we go twice a year. It just came out like 2 months ago. How am I supposed to have seen it already if I just saw this one like a couple weeks ago? The last time I went had to be at least 6 months ago. Maybe I didn't tell you it's twice a year, evenly spaced out.
Oh.
Like we don't go.
All right. Yeah. You need to be more specific about that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Sorry about that. So anyway, why? Why would you go see 5 feet apart at the theater when you could go see Captain Marvel?
And it's a girl movie. That's the thing. It's a girl movie. You know, five feet apart is a, like, a Netflix movie, or, so you don't have to cry like, in public, you can just, you know.
Okay, that was the funniest part of the whole movie, was at the very end when obviously something really sad happens at the very end, and They play the really sad part, right? There's a few sad parts, right? But at the very, very end, the sad part happens. And instead of playing some music during the credits, like decent human beings, the producers of this movie decided it would be really quiet during the credits, right? And I'm like, you got to give me a chance to get my shit together before you get all quiet. Because now I'm sitting here rubbing my eyes, like sniffing all this stuff. And it gets quiet. And the place was packed, right? All these morons went to see this movie instead of Captain America or Captain whatever the fuck, the female Captain America movie. What am I thinking of? Wonder Woman. No, wait.
Captain Marvel.
Yeah, Captain Marvel. Thank you. Instead of seeing Captain Marvel, by the way, when it got quiet, I could hear the explosions in the other theater.
I love when that happens. You know how
that goes? I'm sitting there during the quiet parts, like, I could be over there watching that movie, but I could hear through the walls going. I'm like, is it storming outside? Did it? And was the weather? Can't see. Was it supposed to storm or? No, no. That's people having fun in the other theater.
It's like going to see that a quiet place in the theater, and you're in a. They're gonna hear us.
So it gets to the end. Really sad thing happens. Mm. Credits roll. Super quiet, and all you can hear is. In the whole theater. And then, like, other people must have caught it, too, because now you just start hearing people giggle. Mm. It's like. And I'm like, damn.
I don't want to cry when I go to the movies.
It's a social cry is what it is.
You know the last time I cried in the movies?
When Old Yeller died?
Never, because I'm not a pussy. What? Well, it sounds like a laugh riot.
Hey, you know what else that movie would have been good?
Hmm.
Sitting on my sofa, watching it on Hulu or Netflix or some shit.
Yeah.
Amazon Prime. It would have been great. Just as good. I could have cried in the privacy of my own home.
Like any decent red-blooded American.
But here's the thing, and I know this has been said many times. In fact, I said it several times to my daughter, who convinced everybody to go see this movie. I said, I get that you want to go see this movie at the theater. I get that. But you're going to, someday, you're going to have this conversation with your peers. And it is, it costs money to go to the theater, like a lot of money, mm-hmm. per person.
Yeah.
You don't just pay one price and everybody that can fit in the room gets to watch it. No, it costs a lot of money. I mean, who knows? 20 years from now, maybe some other thing will be happening and it won't. But right now, it costs per person money to go see this thing at the theater with the giant screen and the great speakers and the special surround whatevers and whatever. You got to go see a movie that takes advantage of all that technology. Don't go see a movie that's like well-acted, well-written, good story, nice plot, beautiful people. I don't give a shit about all that. Because it doesn't take advantage of the big screen yes. and all the speakers. It just, go see Captain Marvel or even Dumbo. I don't give a shit.
Woo!
I'd rather go see Dumbo.
Woo! Preach. I want,
right?
For that kind of money, I want nothing but escape. Whether I'm being scared shitless or watching superhero movies or ridiculous action movies where dudes apparently, you know, bullets don't hurt them and they can fall out of a helicopter and tuck and roll and they're fine. That's what I want to see for that kind of money. I don't want to see
two people talking. Even if they're talking really well and they're pretty and it's a great dialogue, like really well written, really well filmed and everything. But if it's just two people talking, that's why I thought when we got this all the technology into our TVs with the big screens mm-hmm. and the good speakers at home, I thought we could do those movies there.
All right. Dude, you're preaching to the choir. You know, I was thinking, though, about that whole, you know, 6 foot, you know, cough, spray, sneeze thing. I think it's one of those urban legends like the here's another dumb example. If you die in your dreams, you'll die in real life. How the fuck do you know that?
Good intro. We should probably start the show. There was a lot of complaining about teenagers. Isn't your son almost a teenager now?
He's firmly ensconced in the teenage years. He's at the dumb teenage boy teenage years, where it's like you can talk to him, and then he'd go like, "Huh? We've been talking. You've been going for like 15 minutes. Now suddenly you're like, wait, what did I agree to? Or empty the dishwasher? Okay. Did you empty the dishwasher? Oh, I forgot. Was that just like a general? At some point in your life, would you please empty the dishwasher?
Sometime before I die, would you please empty the dishwasher?
But you know what, though?
What?
He doesn't want to go see 5 feet apart. He wants to go see Captain Marvel.
Well, there you go. Thanks for sticking around, all nine of you. And if you have any suggestions, we'd love to hear them. Thanks for hashtag putting it on the page.
Mm.
The page actually is getting more action than we are.
Well, speak for yourself.
Oh, yeah, good point. The page is getting more action than I am. Hashtag sorry, Faith, is a good one.
Yeah.
Although people are forgetting, I don't think everyone has caught on. So let me just, if you post a pun, you have to put hashtag sorry, Faith.
Yes.
Yeah, don't forget. Also, don't forget that nothing you just heard was, do I do that still? I can't remember. It's been a while.
Yes, we do that.
All right. In that case, for Paul Schultz and for Cole Sprouse, for all teenage daughters everywhere.
And for Captain Marvel.
I'm Steve Vinson, and nothing you just heard, you just heard, you just heard, was true. Was true. Was true. Was true.
That's what we keep inside. That's what we keep inside. Sometimes, Mouse, you think you know people, and then you don't. Then you wonder, have I met them before? But it doesn't matter. You're just information. That's what we keep inside our heads.